quick, and you know, you really can't. It doesn't surprise me at all, just being an insider and knowing the game of basketball. They know what they're doing, and you know, they're a good team. No matter from year to year, it's like those guys always, you know, feel somebody else in, so they're never to be taken lightly.
It was kind of a coming out party, if you will, when you guys went up, one up at the Kohl Center and then last year's game here. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, did that kind of put a stamp that the program was on the right track by winning in a game like that?
Yeah, I think the first one did. I think the one there was just surprising to a lot of people because they might have been ranked 14th or something, 11th, and I don't think anybody in the world thought he was going to win that game, especially because they was at their place and they never lose there. So, I mean, but we believed it. We're a more improved team this year, more experienced, more talented, so I think we should get the same result.
So you guarantee you're going to win?
Nah, I'm not that silly.
How about you personally, my son? You feel like you're finally coming around, you're finally getting healthy, finally hitting your groove out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think I could be doing a lot more, and, you know, I'm just excited now that I got my legs under me. I think I could be doing even more. You can always, I know what I'm capable of, and you can always ask more out of yourself, and it's a good part of the year, and I think this is the best time to, you know, get yourself under you, because we're going to need everybody on our team, and if it's not scoring, defense, rebounding, blocking shots, just for me personally, from everybody, everybody can do, you know, different things, so I'm just excited, and I really am.
Coach was saying that one of the big things with you and Zach coming off the bench, most teams don't have that type of offense. I mean, the bench has outscored the starters the last two games. Is that a big adjustment for you? Or, I mean, are you pretty much learning? Is there a process to – you started so many games early on.
I mean, it wasn't – I wouldn't say it was an adjustment. In high school, I was on, like, a really stacked team. And, you know, I came off the bench. So I had experience with being a really good bench player. And so it wasn't, you know, that hard. Some guys can't take that. And at the end of the day, it's just once you come in the game, you're just playing. So some things are different. You just got to mentally tell yourself, and you might have to be more efficient because, you know, the benches, you know, you should come in and affect the game immediately. You know, a lot of times you see starters, not just on our team, on any team, you know, they play more minutes, so they coast at times, but on the bench you kind of have a little pop and pep in your step, and I think that's good because then that helps me, and I feel like Zach, when we come in, you know, we're focused because we know we got a job to do.
Are you aware you've made 10 of your last 11 shots in the last two games, I believe?
No, I'm not aware of that. I'm glad to know that, though. Thank you for telling me that.
Nelson, it's the anniversary of Chris Street's death. What does that mean to you as a player?
Like I said, it means a lot because I know how much it means to the Hawkeye family. You know, I'm not an Iowan born person, you know. I will say that Iowa's really embraced me, and I'm part of the Iowa family, and I love it here. But you know, I'm not an Iowan. So it was a lot of stuff I didn't know about him, but after learning about him, he was just such a great person. And what it means to me is just that, you know, just the positive energy he had and the effect he had on people, and just playing with enthusiasm. I'm not comparing myself to him, but I just feel like I try to do that as well. And you know, I just liked what I seen about him, and really, it's just a good day just to remember a good person, and I know he means a lot to a lot of people, so, you know, I'm all for it. Whenever, you know, if it's love, a lot of love for someone, then, you know, I'm all for it.
What went through your mind when you were watching the video that Coach McCaffrey said they showed you guys?
Like I said, I was really watching because I didn't know anything about him. I know he has the awards and stuff, and, like, I just was impressed with, you know, how people felt about him, how they just felt he was such a good person, and he gave off good energy, and, you know, that's what I took from that. Just, you know, he always, you know, seemed to be upbeat, and, you know, he was smiling a lot, and he just was a likable guy, and he was a good-hearted person, besides being a very talented basketball player. And, you know, I seen how hard he played, but he also played with enthusiasm, and he worked because he was kind of an underdog. You know, nobody expected him to do a lot, and I like that about him too. Like, he wasn't expected to, you know, be a lot, and he was coming a small-town kid, but, you know, he worked, and he was going against the best teams in the country. So, you know, I kind of like that too, and I kind of feel the same way. This is how I came here, so I definitely, you know, was also admired that part about him as well.